You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, where we uplift caregivers through education and support while also lifting up their invaluable role in society. Liza, you are not going to lift me up the Hilton where she said, or wherever that fundraiser is, about jumping off a roof?
I know. I had to ask more about that. I'm kind of intrigued. 13 stories. You can find out more at gildasclubmadison.org.
All right, Liza, I will do wine with you. I will do any kind of art with you, but I am not going to be jumping off a building with you.
Well, then I'll just give you a push.
thank you. All right. So what really stood out to you? This was a show that I think had a lot of like interesting twists and turns to it. What part stood out to you?
I think the thing that just kept hitting home for me is that this is, or has to be, such an emotional journey. You know, we have kids with disabilities, and yes, there's a range of emotions that go along with that, but this has to be next level. So I think having that support system in community just has to be key. How do you get through it any other way?
Right. I think what really struck me is how important it is as a caregiver to really recognize it's about the patient, right? And so we have to struggle with that to some degree with our kids, but I think when we're dealing with health conditions, and so, you know, I have a few friends that are dealing with some pretty profound mental illness, and I want to tell them what to do, but it isn't really about what I think they should do. It's really about what they want their life to look like. And I loved how Debbie described it. Have your North Star and then have your pathways there with your different teams. I think she got off on a little bit of a tangent because she only mentioned the medical team, but I think the way she led into it, she was going to talk about a few other teams. And I think it's just that idea that I got a visual of, you know, a North Star up at the top of the page, and then these different streams leading to the North Star. I mean, I don't know why all of a sudden we're on Earth and then we're in the sky, but anyway, leading to that point, and knowing that they might, you know, have like some different kind of boulder in the way or some kind of obstacle. So they might have to work around it and take a different twist. It's just a good reminder to me that I can't control other people.
No, that's true. And that does go, I mean, it's kind of, I think, a caregiver's instinct, right? You know, you want to take care, you want to problem solve, you want to fix things, you want to be there, you want to help. And, you know, realizing that you need to take that into consideration, what the caree wants. And I remember a conversation that we had with a friend in the past, and you were there, and she was saying about what she wanted her daughter to do for work and employment and stuff when she was older. Her daughter's on the autism spectrum. And I just kind of had to stop her and say, well, why are you making these decisions? Isn't it her right. life, you know, right. and to include her in that. And that's, it's challenging. But I think more, I was thinking about this earlier in regards to the community component, and it has to be hard because you have this overwhelm, right, of emotions and things you have to do, and everything's, you know, just overwhelm. And right. then yet you need that community. And so the two really don't seem to go hand in hand, right? When you're dealing with overwhelm and a great amount of emotion, the last thing I want to do is go out and connect with the community. But you kind of have to just realize the importance in that.
Right. Well, and I think that, you know, as we're exploring more and more about what it means to be a caregiver and what feels so overwhelming and intense about it, is that I agree that dancing around death didn't sound good, but I think as a caregiver, we are constantly dancing, right? We have to sway this way. We have to rock this way, because it is about keeping that balance of, I have to take care of myself. I have to take care of this person. I have to respect what this person wants. I have to have my own boundaries. I have to find resources. I have to have self-care. I have to lean and connect on a community of people who get what I'm going through. I mean, dang, man, that is one hell of a Macarena or a waltz, or I don't even know.
Yeah, that's a dance that I think we all struggle to pull off. Yeah. It's a lot, but the community part is important, I think, just to have that sanity, even if you kind of have to force it in when it works for you, or you know, carve out that time when maybe you're not feeling it. I can say that there's been plenty of times where I didn't feel up to going out and connecting with people, and right. I got home and I'm like, oh, that was so wonderful.
Exactly. It's one of those things like exercise where I never go and then say, why should I shouldn't have done that, right? Or I shouldn't have exercised. I have a whole lot of reasons why I shouldn't go to that event or why I shouldn't exercise before it. But after it, I rarely ever regret it, right?
Correct. Yes. So I just want to take a minute to share a little bit about what is coming up. So next week, we are speaking with Rose from the Alzheimer's and Dementia Society. Oh, I might have that. I might not
no,
have
you
that
have it right.
Do I? Of Wisconsin. Right. Yep. Yes. So she'll be coming up next week. And then we have a town hall on May 21st that we would love for you caregivers to attend. And you can register for that on our website, theempoweredcaregivercommunity.com. It's a virtual event. It's actually happening via chat. So you can listen to us on the radio show. We're going to throw out some questions to caregivers, and we're just looking to collect information and get feedback that we can forward to hopefully, you know, make some change on a governmental level to support caregivers.
Right. Our participation in the National Virtual Caregiving Hall this past week was interesting. I didn't know if I was going to like the whole chat feature, but I did, because one of the things that's happened as I've done more and more Zooms and webinars is I try to multitask, right? But being in a chat, you actually have to be present because comments and questions are coming in, and I wanted to speak back to people, right? And so it actually got me much more engaged than I thought it was going to. And so I liked it.
I did as well. Yeah, that's an excellent point. I didn't think about that, but as a ADHDer, it's anything that holds my focus is a good tool in my toolbox. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that on May 21st. And like I said, you can join us. You can sign up at theempoweredcaregivercommunity.com.
Right. And that website is also going to be a great place to keep following us and seeing the different things we're putting in the works. As you might have heard, we want to do workshops. And so we're going to have some workshop planning and some offerings in the early fall. And so following us at either our socials or looking for us at empoweredcaregivercommunity.com will be a great way to find out about the programming that's ahead.
Yes.
I think it's interesting that we really kind of have taken these focuses, right? So this focus for April has been all about the different types of caregivers, which is why, you know, we started with a Grace, and then we had people from the Autism Society. And then today we had Gilda's Club. Next week, we're going to have the Alzheimer's Society. And then in May, we're going to be looking at more of these political actions and advocacy steps that people can take leading up to our virtual town hall. I'm excited about it. We've been doing good stuff.
We have been doing good stuff. And then in June, we're going to take a look at more of the coaching perspective and address some of the burnout and how you can remain a rock star while caregiving, you know, dip our toe a little bit into the supporting the mental health aspect of caregiving. So that'll be really fun and interesting as well.
Excellent. Well, as always, Liza, I love talking with you, and I learned something from all of our guests. Ladies and gentlemen, peeps out there, I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to The Empowered Caregiver, and as Lester Holt would say, please take care of yourself and each other. Bye.
Bye-bye.